Buy a bag of Hill's Pet Nutrition, help feed a shelter pet. Buy another bag of Hill's Pet Nutrition, help feed more shelter pets. Buy Hill's, help feed shelter pets. Buy Hill's, help feed shelter pets. Every time you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet in need, helping them become healthy, happy, and more adoptable. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/radio or tap the banner to learn more.
I mean, thinking about it, I mean, it might make you feel a little slimy to know, but if you look around you, you realize a lot of things. You know, grease makes the wheels go round, and people doing favors for people, or, you know, the elevator guy example is kind of extreme because, I mean, it's a union job in a city and it's a construction site. Most regular people never see that kind of stuff, but, I mean, it must happen, right? How else do things get done?
Right.
If, you know, people aren't helping each other out in whatever way that world works. You know,
And then, Monica, try running a construction company and not hiring union labor.
Right. Then what happens?
Watch what happens.
I don't know.
There's a giant inflatable rat outside your site, and they're protesting.
Yep.
And then your guys are getting harassed who do come in because they're scabs.
How tough is it?
Union asserting their power.
How tough is it to get in the union? I mean, is it like a greasing situation there, too?
It's coveted. If you get, when I was coming up, before I got into radio, actually while I was in radio and I was only making $6.50 an hour or whatever it was, my father's like, will you please just go into the electricians union, or would you please go into sanitation, or will you please go into this because it had a pension, you know?
Or is it because they knew you'd get greased? Like, I mean, you can get a pension.
Wanted security.
Right.
You only start, you tell me you start getting paid off as if you're running the union.
Right.
And I would hope, and I know you're going to laugh at me, but I would hope that that's just maybe that area, or like not all, you know, like it's a low percentage of unions that do that. I would hope they're okay. Up on the up and up unions.
Yeah, I hope so.
Sure.
There are. Not everybody's shady.
Ray is on line two. He's been waiting. Hey, Ray, what's going on?
Hello there.
Hey, what's up?
Hello there. Yeah, JP, you're going to laugh. Make sure Monica's listening to this one. I got a buddy of mine up in Manhattan. They called Con Edison to get power to his building. Con Edison said, okay, we'll get you power to the building. It'll be 3 months. He goes, 3 months? Okay. He gave him 250,000 reasons why they should put power to the building. And not even did they show up that day, they worked 24 hours, 7 days a week, and they got the power.
Oh,
right.
Are you serious?
And make no mistake about it, Monica. That 250K went to one guy. It didn't trickle down to the ones that were actually doing the job.
Doing the work. That's not fair then.
Right.
Oh, Jesus.
Right? Isn't she pretty?
Come on. So then why would those people, so the people that are doing the work 24, like you said, 24/7 or whatever to get everything done, do they get paid more, or are they in the union, or what benefit is it to them?
No, they're in the union, but they're getting paid. If they work on weekends, they're getting, you know, time and a half, or a Sunday, maybe double time, or whatever it is.
Just do their job.
Make no mistake about this. That guy that handed him $250,000, it wasn't a check made out to Con Edison.
Reasons. It was reasons, not money. It was reasons.
Right.
You know,
right. Reasons.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying?
It wasn't, first off, it wasn't a check. And if it was a check, it was to, you know, it wasn't to, you know, Con Edison, the power company. It was to the dude, you know?
Whoever had the power.
Just
and
wrong.
Then that guy sent, he said, okay, I'm going to send a crew over there, and the crew took care of business.
What happens if after these
24 hours a day?
What happens after, let's just say this guy
and
came up.
You paid for that? And they worked 7 hours, you know, 24, you know who paid it? The taxpayers paid it. The customers to Con Edison, the power company, that's who paid
There's
it.
There's nothing you can do about it.
There's not a goddamn thing you can do about it.
What if he listed those 200?
I'm sorry, Monica. If that guy got caught, the next guy coming in would ask for $300,000.
Not necessarily. I get it. We don't know that. There's an honest. What if there's an honest person in there, and the person
they won't have power.
But no, you have. I'm in that position to say yes. And he says 3 months, and then he says, "Well, here's two. I'm listing off 250,000 reasons." And the person's like, "I hear your reasons, but I don't believe them. I'm sticking to the 3 months, and it'll take me 3 months, and let's go."
And you know what? And you know why you wouldn't get into if you ran. You know why you wouldn't get into office?
Why?
Because the businesses that donate money to, and the businessmen who donate money to campaigns. No, they're not going to get any favors back. So why would they financially back you? Why wouldn't they financially back to someone who's going to be
more understanding,
more willing to help them out in their cause?
More willing. How do you stop it then?
To work.
You got thanks, thanks, Ray. You don't stop it. You can't stop
it. You can't go on like that. It can't. You can't. That's not how it. That's what about?
That is for
you cannot stop
years,
it
forever.
You cannot stop it.
I don't want to. Is that happening here? Someone on Twitter, a gentleman on Twitter said that he said, sorry, as a downstate New Yorker, I'm sorry for the bad behavior of union guys that need to be greased to be decent humans. That's why I live in Tampa now. So, I mean, is it that area?
Do you remember the hurricane that you guys just had?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you remember what I told you? Do you remember what I told you about the power guys?
Oh, yeah.
You want to get your power back on? Find somebody, hand them cash, and watch how quick your power gets on.
But it got on anyway, but it didn't.
What happened?
It didn't happen.
It didn't happen. We took a ton of phone calls.
We did take a lot of calls.
We took a ton of phone calls that said they paid, especially the guys, like the Northerners that went down there to help out. They all took money.
That's
life. You want to get stuff done, you got to, you know.
So what am I doing? I'm a sucker. So what am I doing? Nobody's paying me to do anything, and I'm not paying anybody to do anything.
Okay, then wait.
You got to wait. Eventually, you rise to the level where you get in the way of the money. That's like coming
but then
out of
I'm not going to do that. Then I will help you because it's the right thing to do or because that's my job or whatever, but not because.
Very nice. Yeah, you just won't run a union or you won't be a politician or you won't be, you know, whatever. Things, you know, where you're in charge of, you know, you big, know, big things.
You know, they still haven't filled Mother Teresa's shoes. Maybe you can get
it. It's not even about that at all. That's not what it's about at all. It's just about not being shady. It's about, I don't know how people sleep.
You're talking about living normal.
Yeah, exactly. It's not even, I don't go above and be, whatever. It's just being an average human being who follows the rules and the laws.
Most people are.
I had somebody, I'm not going here. Pat on line one. What's going on, Pat?
Hey, the politicians that are taking money on the side from people, that's Bush League stuff. The way you make the big money when you're in politics is they know what the bills are going to be before they get voted on. So you build a railroad across the state or highway. You go out and buy the land before it even gets put up for vote. And believe it or not, that's legal.
Mm. So they have the information ahead of time and they know how to make money that way. And
so then
in the future,
how do I?
Maybe that politician who votes yes gets a lecture fee, like about $200,000 after he's out of office, and that's the way you pay him back.
There's a million ways they make money, but that's the big one. If you get on one of those committees and you know what they're going to vote on before they vote, you're going to build a railroad across the state. Guess what? You're going to make some money if you buy some land between the two points ahead of the vote.
You know, watch the television show Billions. This kind of stuff happens in every episode. You know, and let's take Obama. Thanks for the call, Pat. Let's take Obama for a second. Let's realize what his gig was. He was a public servant in Chicago, right? Who ended up getting elected president. And now he's making $400,000 a year or $450,000, whatever it is. Not saying that's not a lot of money for most people, but in the world of politics, it's chump change. Now he's a multi millionaire. You think his book was that good? You know what I'm saying? You think it was that
good? He made a little bit off the book.
You think it was that good?
And how many people bought cases and cases of them that are in a warehouse in order to put the sale so he gets his commission?
Right.
All different.
Right, but let's not talk about that because that didn't happen because, you know, he would never do that. You know, because he's such a good dude. Listen, they're all scumbags. Every one of them. You have to have an incredible amount of ego and narcissism to go. I mean, look at our current president now. I'll be completely honest with you. That is one narcissistic mofo.
Slightly egotistical.
Right, right. You have to be to think that you're capable of that job. You have to be. Mm. You have to have confidence out the A, you know, in order to do that job.
Yes, people all around you telling you that you're that good.
Exactly.
Doug is on line three. Go ahead, Doug.
Hey, guys. It's a little naive for people to think that they don't have to pay off these union guys. I used to do the computer shows over at the Javits Center in New York, and you'd have these big crates that you'd be waiting for at the end of the show. You know, you're tired to pack your stuff up and go. And if you didn't pay these guys, you were there 6-7 hours. You gave them $300-$400 cash, 30 minutes max, maybe 15 or 20.
Okay.
That's reality.
I have a question. How do you learn that? Because I'd just be waiting. I don't know. It would never occur to me to pay. And then how do you know how much?
How you learn that is you sit there a couple times as a younger person for 6-7 hours watching everybody else pack up and leave, and then you ask. You say, hey, how come you got your crates? And they give you the insight, and then you know.
And then they tell you, give them $300? They say that?
No, they'll probably say he gave us 400 reasons to do it quicker.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. Exactly. It's a code, but these guys know what they're talking about. They're right on.
Right. Thank you, man.
Thanks, Doug. And Jason is online, too. Hey, Jason.
Hey, guys. Second time I've called today. First time that's ever happened. We talked about the scholarships earlier.
Right on.
We don't have unions here in Tampa as much, right? So that's why Monica's so lost. It's nowhere near as prevalent as it is in the Northeast.
Oh, so then it is an area thing.
And the statement, it is to a degree. There are some union stuff here, but not to the extent. And the other thing that was, the statement was made earlier, are there honest people? There's probably honest unions, but the fact is the honest guys aren't in the unions. I'm self-employed. And, you know, I can't join a union because of the shadiness that you guys are talking about. It drives me crazy as a human being.
Yay.
But I understand it happens, and I understand that's how the world works.
Right. But when you're a young kid and you're coming out of school, whether it's high school or or even college, most of the times you're learning a trade. Like if you're in the electricians union, you're learning a trade, and it's a good job because you're learning a skill that you can also go out and do. You can also go out and do that on your own, and you know, do side work and make a lot of money. You know, and it's good. And there are plenty of people that don't, who just go in there and do their job, especially electricians. You know, if you're not running things and you're just, you know, just a worker, you have a good job. You have a good six-figure job.
Well, it's funny this conversation because I own a flooring business, and that's part of the issue we have in our industry is finding skilled trade. And I'm starting to lean towards unions are a good thing because I cannot find young people that want to get into the trades and make a good living. But there's the downside to me of the unions as well. It's a struggle for me personally because for the workers, it's great. But it just bugs me that there's so much shadiness that goes along at the upper levels.
Right on. Thanks, Jason. Thanks. You know what? Even if it was my son, I wouldn't do it for my daughter because there would be too much harassment. But if my son was a mediocre student out of high school, I know what electricians can make. I know what plumbers can make. I would guide him that way in a heartbeat.
Right.
Because, number one, college isn't for everybody.
Right. If he's not a college guy, why waste the money?
Number two, it costs, it could cost over, hundreds of thousands of dollars, And you can come out at 18, be an apprentice for a couple of years, and then by the time you're 20, 21, you can be making a six-figure salary. Especially if you're a hustler and you really learn. Easy. How many kids are coming out of college making six figures?
But do you learn how to be shady and grease, or do you learn
how to... along with it.
You learn a trade.
You're not answering the question.
They're not supposed to do... Well, again, Monica, a lot of that comes when you start to run the union. Run the unions. The workers, they may be doing something on the side. It depends on the union. It depends on their opportunities to, to put their hand out. But the biggest thing is they're learning trades. And when you learn a trade and you're a hustler and people want you, now you're in demand as a worker, you can make a lot of money.
Learn a trade and you're not, I'm assuming by hustler you mean work hard, right?
Correct.
Okay, yeah. I have a friend who started in Michigan. He learned construction stuff. And he, he's down here now. He's making a decent living, and he's happy. And it's all because he, like you said, apprenticeship. He learned from someone else, and he, I guess there's certain, you got to do certain things or whatever. And then now he's here, and he's doing great. So, I'm with that. But he didn't, guess what, grease anybody or
I'm not saying it's just the way things work. I'm not saying your worker-level guys are greasing anybody.
No, they just get
taking money.
Hours.
They just get paid because when they're hustling, they're the people who could be taking money or whatever it is. They're getting the work. They're getting the jobs because they're paying, everything is, we're going around in circles here. You get the point. It's.
I mean, the hard workers get the overtime days, the plum jobs, the really good stuff. guys who work hard and are good personalities. They put them on the job that might be sensitive. Like, there's all sorts of ways you move people around.
And then what happens? You get to start running jobs. And then once you start running jobs...
And you get in the way of the money funnel.
And you get in the way of the money funnel.
Listen, I'm okay with being the hustler. I'm okay with being the hard worker underneath. Yeah. Y'all handle your shadiness up there. I don't even care if I don't get any of those reasons, those 250. Mm-hmm. I don't want dirtiness.
Just a regular person making your money straight up.
Do you know,
let me.
There was a story here a couple years ago. We got to take a break, too. There was a story here a couple years ago about two lobster boats. And one guy thought the other lobster boat guy was fishing his territory. He blew up his boat.
What?
He blew up his boat.
What?
Stop messing with people's livelihoods.
That's a little crazy, you know.
Stop messing with people's livelihoods. We've seen, you know, when they hired non-union stuff, we've never seen violence.
Yeah, no, you
crazy
did.
Nonsense
no
goes down, man.
It. That's right. It's a union test. They've got to keep their power. That's what they're trying to do.
If my father heard me talking right now, he'd be so proud. Because he'd be like, you finally know what you're talking about.
Well, Roger and JP, it's 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. We'll be right back. We've been talking about work and unions and how things work in the world and stuff. And a lot of people, I mean, everybody's got a different experience, wherever you're from or... Anybody you've worked with, it depends what you see and how and what type of job you have depends what you see as well. But the world goes round, people helping other people out, and that takes different forms. Kevin is on line 5. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, how you doing? I love the show. Just wanted to let you know, I was working in Michigan, and I was installing phone and data networks, and the company I worked for was non-union. But we were at a new construction site that we were the only non-union, you know, workers there.
That must have went over well.
And they told us beforehand, they said, oh, yeah. They told us beforehand, they said, just let them assume you're union. And our foreman comes out there and starts bad-mouthing unions right in front of all these guys.
Oh,
good God.
He goes out to his car. His tires are all slashed. His windshield and all his windows were smashed. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. They tore his place up.
Mm-hmm. Why do you have to get violent? Why can't they just be like, shut up, dude, or whatever? Like, why do they have to get violent like that?
Because they got a show.
Because I guarantee you this, he's not going to pull that move again.
No.
Oh, my God. No. Well, and in Chicago, it's required that you use the union workers. My dad went to a convention, and if you had a light bulb go out on your display, you had to hire a union worker to change the light bulb.
No.
Yes.
Monica,
yes.
When I used to do promotions.
That's ridiculous.
When I used to do promotions and we'd set up for a gig at the Nassau Coliseum, I couldn't hang a banner. I couldn't plug in an extension cord.
Why?
Because the union guys had to do it.
Right. That's their job.
Or
one guy had his display. It was all made out of PVC pipe. He had to hire a plumber to put the PVC pipe together.
Mm-hmm. This is you see the problem with this, right? It doesn't make you see it stupid, right? It doesn't. Okay. It's awful.
But a union guys, they're just protecting their job and their territory, so to speak.
But
you know?
Change a light bulb, let's draw some lines here, people. There's no, that's a bit
much.
Well,
once you change a light bulb, maybe you have some knowledge. Next thing you know, maybe you're changing an outlet. You know, next thing you know, and then they don't have a job. Okay. Or someone else says, well, this guy can do it. Let's fire that union guy.
That's what they want to tell
themselves.
They're
territorial. Right?
Yep.
Right. I grew up in a house that happens to be pro-union. Mm-hmm. I am, because it gives a lot of people job security. And they feel good about, there's a brotherhood, and they feel good about being protected.
But it went the wrong way. I'm behind that. I mean, job security, who doesn't want? I mean, you know, it doesn't have to.
Well, they're represented as a group. The group sometimes has to assert their power in order to keep a job, right? Or, you know, somebody says no, and then, you know, somebody gets an idea, well, maybe we'll, you know, break the windows in his car and make him realize he should say yes.
So I changed that light bulb because I know how, and it's not rocket science. You don't have to be an electrician or in the union to know how to change a light bulb. So I change it, and then I go out to my car, and it's busted.
I mean, not necessarily, but you could totally get spoken to. Like, listen, you never should touch anything that belongs to the union. That happened when I was at Shea Stadium when I worked for the Mets. There was a wireless microphone sitting on a stand in front of me, and I was going to talk into that in like a minute. and the audio guy wasn't there, and the mic wasn't on. I wasn't allowed to turn it on, even though I fully know how to turn it on.
That's ridiculous.
Wait. And the ceremony ran late because that guy had to get down there because the local union works there. That's their place they work, and that guy had to get back down there to take care of that.
That's ridiculous, first and foremost. Second of all, this opens that opportunity to say, I'm not going to turn it. You can't turn on that mic, and I'm not going to turn on that mic unless you give me an envelope.
Mm-hmm.
You're just inviting, it's creating the corruptness. You know what I mean? It's creating that opportunity versus just turn on your own G-darn mic. Well, you know how to do it.
It depends on the situation. It depends. Mm. But this was out in the open, and this guy just needed to do his job and take care of his job.
And about your light bulbs, not only would that one be broke, they'd steal the backups.
Oh, my God. Who thinks of that? Oh, my God.
Well, this guy just did.
People do.
People thinks of these things.
Right.
So there you go. Yeah, just a little, little idea of how things work sometimes.
It's whoever called earlier, he's right. That does not happen here. Like, there must not be as many unions or as strict or something that whole turning on the mic thing or the light bulb thing or plugging in stuff like JP was saying.
Yeah, that's extreme stuff.
That's extreme.
Right. But there's plenty of people, business people helping out. In quotes, other business people making things work, how they have to make them work to make a profit and have a job will go well. Happens.
Don't get me wrong. If you're like going to the Coliseum here and you had to set something up that was difficult, they'd do they would turn a blind eye on the difficult stuff, like setting up the broadcast, but they'll plug in your extension cord and hang up your banners. Nobody wants to break a sweat.
Your equipment, your problem, right?
You're right. Exactly. Brett's laughing. You know I'm right. You know I'm right. You've done it.
Yeah.
You set up stuff at the Coliseum.
You do what you're told to do.
You sure
no situations.
Do. You sure do.
They'll try to make sense out of it.
Right.
All right, we ready for
and then they
head guy?
And then they hold you hostage for T-shirts.
Right, because they plug your stuff in.
You would go there, and you had to bring an extra dozen T-shirts for the union guys.
Don't forget the police
officer. That's ridiculous.
That's the truth.
The Bone Real Raw Radio.
Roger and JP on 102.5.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.